Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God each week for the opportunity to come together to study His all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We thank you for tuning in and sharing in this time of study. We just give God all the praises for and all the honor and glory for Him being God. We are going to go ahead and start the program out, praise God, by ushering Him into our presence and welcoming the Lord. Thank you with a song of praise. Then we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we're going to dive into the Word of God tonight, praise God. So again, grab your pencils and paper, Bible, your study materials so that you can join in with us. And we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Listen to this song of praise that says by J.J. Harrison, "Oh, there will be glory."
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Turn it around.
I specialize. They think it's impossible. He loves to move. When all hope is lost. Just so he can show himself. Show on your behalf. Don't give up. He will come through. For you. There will be glory. Come on everybody, you believe him, sing it. There will be victory.
Going to lead us in prayer. Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the time to come together to hear the study of your divine word, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power of God in our life, the power to heal, power to strengthen up, the power to set us free, Lord. We thank God for the victory on tonight, Father, Lord. We thank God for, Lord, that you open up your eyes, open our ears to hear the word of God tonight, Father, Lord. Make for your divine inspiration in our life and your divine illumination in our hearts, Father, Lord, and your divine power in what we do according to your divine will for our life to you, Father, Lord, to impact the kingdom of God where we are, Father, Lord. Let your will be done. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. We thank God for your opportunity to pray. We thank God for opportunity to heal. We thank God for opportunity of your mercy and your glory. We thank God that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Are you dwelling in the house of the night? Are you dwelling here present on the night? Are you dwelling in God's power on today, Father, Lord? We praise you for your strength, Lord. Praise you for your mercy, Lord. Praise you for your dispensation and your grace on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your people know that we walking by faith and not by sight, Father, Lord.
Yes,
we stand on your holy word, your holy promise, Father, Lord. And we know that God is more than able to do above all that we can ask. Oh, thanks. Let thy will be done this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. Allow for your perfect will to be done. Thank you, Lord. Well, tonight, God has shared and placed a word on my lips that I'd like to share with you all, and the title is A Call to Serve. A Call to Serve. A Call to Serve. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just ask you tonight to anoint me afresh, Lord God. I am your yielded vessel, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you just use me to be able to bring forth your word. Use my vocal cords to speak forth your word, Lord, with anointing, with boldness, with clarity, with understanding. Yes, Lord, and allow your word to go forth and be able to minister to those that have an heart and an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. I thank you for anointing me afresh, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for you stripping me of myself. None of me, Father, but all of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing forth your anointing, your power, your word to those, again, yes, Lord, that you have grace to be able to hear and to receive this evening. We give you all the praise and we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And amen. A call to serve. And our scripture reference, one of which is scripture references tonight, is going to be Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. And it reads, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. But he that is greatest amongst you shall be your servant. Today, the nation stopped and celebrated the life and the legacy and what would have been the 94th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's life exemplified a life of service. On February 4th, 1960, Martin Luther King Jr., Pastor Martin Luther King Jr., delivered his last sermon at Ebenezer Baptist Church here in Atlanta, Georgia. It was titled, The Drum Major Instinct. The sermon was inspired by the scripture in Mark chapter 10, 40, verse 43, and the NIV, New International Version, reads as this: whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Dr. King, inspired from this passage, said this in his message. He said, if you want to be important, wonderful. You want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness, he said in his speech. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, said Dr. King, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subjects and verbs agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. No, you don't. Praise God. Dr. King further reminded us in this message that you only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love, and you can be that servant. I'm going to say that again and give you the two criteria that Dr. King said that you need to be able to qualify as that servant that Mark chapter 10, verse 43 was talking about. He said, again, that you only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love, and you can be that servant. Jesus Christ was the greatest example of a servant that ever walked the face of this earth. Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, yet in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, he reminds us that for even the Son of Man did not come to be served. Now remember, we're talking about the King of Kings and we're talking about the Lord of Lords. And you just know from history that most earthly kings, they expect Christ. He did not come, the word of God says, to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. God expects us as his children to follow Christ's example. How do you respond? Talking about a call to serve. A call. How do you respond when you hear the sound of your phone ringing? In this technological age, we now have distinguishing ringtones. We have a variety of different ringtones that set our phone apart from other. Oh, yes, we have. I can tell my ringtone from my husband's ringtone and our ringtone from our son's ringtone because of the distinguishing sound of the ringtone. Additionally, in addition to the distinguishing ringtones, we also, as it is with technology, we have the ability when the telephone rings to see the origin of the call. You know, back in the day when we had those big rotary telephones that sat on the table, that some of them looked like they weighed 3 pounds and the others hung on the wall and such. I know I'm aging myself, but I'm sure there are those on the line that can remember those telephones. All we could do was dial and, you know, receive an incoming call and make an outgoing call. But today, technology, as I said, distinguishing ringtones and the caller IDs where we can see who's actually calling us. And then as we see who's calling us, that sometimes poses advantages, and then sometimes it poses disadvantages. When they are able to see who's calling, then they have a choice to make. They can make a choice or a decision as to whether to answer the call or whether to not answer the call, because they're trying to decide on whether or not, do I want to talk to this person or do I not want to talk to this person? And yes, and we even now live in a time where not only can you see the origin of the call, but FaceTime has provided us the opportunity to actually see who's calling. Oh, we've come a long, long way. Yes, and so then we, as I said, have a decision to make. So we want to know, is this someone that I want to speak to, or is it possible that it's potential spam? I still hadn't figured out who that was, potential spam. Potential spam. P.S. calling. Ooh, yes, technology. Ring, 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 ring. Guess what? I have a question for you. Have you answered God's call? Have you answered God's call? When God rings you up, have you answered his call? Sometimes if you hear his voice, the word of God tells us that we're not supposed to harden our heart. Harden not your heart. But you need to answer. You don't need to distinguish and say, well, Lord, you know, I'm too busy right now to answer your call. I'm not fully equipped to answer your call. I don't have enough money in my bank account to answer your call. I'm not educated enough to call. I don't have enough time right now to answer your call. But see, God calls us, and he calls us because, again, back as I said at the beginning of the message, we are called to serve. There are those that believe that once they reach man's retirement age, that they retire from their secular job, and they feel that they're also supposed to retire from kingdom work. And think, okay, I've reached 60 years old. I've reached 70 years old. I've reached 80 years old. And that means, you know, that it's time for me to go somewhere and sit down. It's time for me to take a break. It's time for me to take a rest. But that man's retirement. But I know our listening audience, and I know we have those on that are part of our audience that range from the age of, say, like 20 up to 80-plus years old. But I just want to share with you tonight that no matter your age, no matter where you are in life, if you are still on this earth, and if you on this call, you certainly on this earth. If you still alive and moving, yes, then God has a plan and he has a purpose for you still to fulfill. There were many in the Bible that God called to do powerful work. And what we would call their seasoned years or their latter years. Noah was 60 years old when the flood came. Abraham was 75 years old when God called him to leave Haran and take Sarah and his family and go to Canaan. Moses was 80 years old when God called him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he even had a speech impediment. God. I told you a while back that those were one of my most favorite two words in the Bible. But God still used them. God can use you and call you. Oh, yes, he can. At any age. And he will, he said that he will even, you trust him, you believe for it, he can restore your youth as he does that of the eagles, and he can strengthen you and equip you for the journey. That's the promise of God. So tonight, I want to just talk with you briefly about four steps to the process of God's call to serve. Four steps to or in the process of God's call to serve. Step one, first, God confronts you. God confronts you. Hebrews 3:10 says, while it is said today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 1 Peter 2:9 reminds us that we are a chosen generation. God, he confronts you. He chooses you. God, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who called you. He called you. He called you out of darkness, his marvelous light. Yes, we were once all in darkness, once condemned to sin, but God called us. Then he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that's another word I like in the Bible, that whosoever, that means no matter who you are, man, woman, boy, girl, black, white, Hispanic, It doesn't matter what race, gender, age, creed, or color you are. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As it was with Samuel and David and Joseph, Elijah, Paul, and when Jesus called each of his disciples, so it is with us. The Spirit of God will call you to salvation. If you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then you have a call from God for service. Your mere salvation in Jesus Christ positions you for God's call on your life. You have a call. That's why he drew you. That's why he chose you. Plan. Oh, yes, he does. And again, as I said, that purpose and plan does not end, my brothers and sisters, at the point of man's retirement age. No, it doesn't. God's got a call on your life. There's much, much, much still left for you to do in what you may call your seasoned years. God is not finished with you yet. He confronted you. He called you. And he chose you to carry out a specific plan and a kingdom here in this earth. Step number two, after God confronts you or calls you, then he convicts you. Convict is a verb that means to be found guilty of an offense. What offense are you talking about, Pastor Constance? What offense, what offense, you ask? Oh, before we gave our life to the Lord, that offense was the offense of sin. It says in Romans 8:5, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, he didn't wait until we thought we had to be cleaned up. While we were yet sinners, that's Romans 5:8. Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For it, when we were enemies, verse 10, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We were all sinners, saved by the loving grace of God. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And don't get it twisted. It's not from yourselves, but it is a gift of God. And then God converts. God confronts. God convicts. And then God converts. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts 9:1-6. God converts as Saul on the road to Damascus. He has a testimony that will tell you, yes, God confronts, God convicts, and God converts. Verse 1, chapter 9 of Acts says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Saul persecuted Christians. Verse 2 says, and desired of him, letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? What wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And then verse 11 and 12 says, And the Lord said unto him, Arise, talking to Saul, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul, talking to Ananias, excuse me, of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and he has seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight, because Saul, God caused him to become blind on that road to Damascus. He had a true spiritual encounter with God on the road to Damascus. Verses 17 and 20 says this, And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. God can use anybody. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. And verse 20 says of Saul, he says, and straightway he preached Christ. Now, remember, he was persecuting the Christians. He was persecuting Christ. And then verse 20, a conversion has taken place. And it says, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. A conversion took place. First God convicts, then he converts. God used Saul. And if God used Saul, as I said, he can use anyone. That is the reason why it is so very important that no matter what a circumstance or a situation or a person may look like or a circumstance that they'll be in, and no matter how long they've been in it, we should not count them out of service to God. If you've got family members that you've been praying for an extended period of time, don't give up praying. As a matter of fact, God may have placed you in the life of that person for the particular, praying them through, of keeping the prayers lifted up for them on their behalf until God takes them from where they are to where he wants them to be. Keep praying. God confronts, God convicts, God converts, and then God commissions. Oh, when you have a call to serve, God commissions you. Commissions is a military term. I know we have some on the line tonight, been in the military, been in the Army, been in the Navy. God commissions you. Commissions is a military term that means to give a person an instruction or a command or a duty, a duty to carry out. God commissions us. We as children of the Most High God, my brothers and sisters, we have a job to do. We have a job to do. And especially as we are here in these latter days, the elderly people used to say, don't let him catch you with your work undone. We've got a job to do. We must be about our Father's business. We must be about service in his kingdom. Yes, God has called, he's commissioned us. God prepares us and gives us everything that we need to carry out his commands in our lives. When he commissions us, he gives us everything that we need. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? 2 Peter 1:3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory and his goodness. God also protects us and he provides for us as we carry out his plan. Psalms 34:7-9, it says, the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him, who reverence him, and he delivers them. Taste and see, the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him, they lack nothing. God protects us, and he provides for us as we carry out his plan. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3-5 says this. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, and he will protect you from the evil one. We have confidence. Oh, we have confidence. We can have that assurance in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. When God calls you, he has called you to serve from the time of your conversion into receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior until the day you take your last breath or until the day that you stand before the Lord face to face at the rapture, praise God. We're to live rapture ready. And so with that, until that time comes, we have a job to do. No matter your age, no matter your race, no matter your gender, if you are a child of God and you are on this earth, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Remember, as I shared with you, the step, God confronts, God convicts, converts, and God commissions. Are you ready to answer the call? I pray that this word has been an inspiration and encouraging you in the Lord to continue on in the plan and the perfect will of our Heavenly Father. I'm going to turn the mic back over to Pastor Jasper at this point. God bless each of you.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank God for the powerful counsel for that word. Amen. Pastor counsel right here is for that powerful word. Amen. A call to serve. Amen. The woman God broke it down to us about the call to serve. Amen. Are you called to serve? You have a saying, you said, you work until Jesus comes. We work until Jesus comes. Amen. The same we say, we work until Jesus comes. Amen. So are you working until Jesus come? Had God put a call on your life? Amen. A call on your life? Amen. One of the greatest runners of all time, maybe, could have been you. God used to run too for a minute. But God was telling me a certain thing because, yeah, a call for my life. I used to be a runner. Yes, I did. Just been running. But thank God he blessed me, he mercy, and he glory. They respect that, and he gave me the ability and the tools and so forth to be a man of the Most High God, a servant of the Most High God, amen, a child of the King, amen, a chosen generation. So don't be a runner. Don't be like Jonah. Don't be a runner. But God can turn you around. You can't hide from God. No matter where you run to, on the face of the earth, or beneath the earth, you cannot hide from God. Don't hide no cave. You can't hide from God. You can't go to Cancun anywhere. You can't hide from God. Alaska, you can't hide from God. Russia, you cannot hide from God. Israel, where do you go in? Africa, you cannot hide from God. You got to have a call upon your life. Answer that call, please. Moses tried to hide. Mm-hmm. I'm a different part of the other side of the wilderness. He tried to hide. And some years old, he tried to hide. He couldn't hide from God. Same with burning bush. Talk to him. He found a way to talk to you. Either giant fish, burn a bush, wherever the case may be, he gets your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go in the opposite direction when God has a call upon your life. Call to serve.
Even a talking donkey.
Hey, well, he can use anything. He can use anything.
Balaam said
yeah.
He was a talking donkey.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He's there long before Mr. A. Well, anyhow, that's another story. He's a bit hard. But anyhow, God can use anything to get your attention. He can use anything to bring you forth and hit in commission on a call to go, on a call to serve. And he send you help. He send you reinforcement, praise
yes,
God, on a call to serve. One of them is Holy Spirit. He fills you with Holy Spirit of God.
Yes.
Holy Ghost,
yes.
Holy Spirit of God, he fills you with that. He gives you the tools you need to answer the call in that journey, spiritual journey, or that walk. He gives you all that you need, provides for you, your spiritual tools to use, the word, be a man or woman of prayer, praise God. He gives you that. All the things you need in your toolbox to be a call to serve the power of God. Okay, a miracle sign of wonder shall follow the believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. God gives you the tool to use, the spiritual tool to use to become a call of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there one tonight? We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. If you would like to share in this discussion on a call to serve. Amen. Have you answered that call to serve?
Don't be a runner.
No matter where you are in life.
Amen.
God still has a call on your life. Yes, yes. Those of us that are in our senior years, we can reach back and be able to help those that are the younger ones. They need the wisdom that God has deposited on the inside of us. Praise God.
And God still give you, no matter what your age, he give you gift and talent to use for the upbuilding of his kingdom, the edification, to encourage someone. You know, he give you ability to endure and to be a blessing, be a testimony to someone else.
Come on and press one on your dial pad. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this message tonight, a call to serve.
And he give you wisdom above measure and wisdom your thoughts that you can be a share with someone else. You got a lot of in you to be a blessing to someone else. Amen. ABA.
Amen.
Be a blessing.
Amen.
To the kingdom of God. ABA. ABAB.
Praise God. Is there one tonight? We'd love to hear from you.
God is not done with you yet. You got a lot more miles to go in Christ Jesus. He can use you to upbuild his kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
He can use you to impact his kingdom for the kingdom of God, wherever you are.
Yes.
Wherever you are. your voice, your skill, your talent, your singing ability, your rhythm that God gives you, whatever gift and talent that you have available, God can use it for the upbuilding of his kingdom.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mother Pat, how you doing tonight?
Mother Pat.
I am blessed, and I am blessed to be a listener tonight. I will check you out. The four C's, I'm going to take that, the four C's. And I appreciate what you said. No matter how old you get or how old you are, God plays a calling on each one of us. We all have something to somebody's life. I always say it's here. We could be an answer to somebody's problem. And as for myself, being as young as I am, I always say that I am to be able to teach the younger women.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah,
teach them how to live a life that's chaste before God. And God is looking for us to answer that call, to do what he called us to do. And I like when you say commission. And I'm not military, but I understand. We all got orders. All got order. My order may be different from your order. But I tell you what, when it all comes together, it's like a gumbo. We all bring it together for the glory of God. So thank you very much. I was inspired, encouraged, and that the four C's, I'll review those four C's over again, and I'm going to share that with somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom. As Mother Pat shared, that we have a call, especially I just want to remind the women on the line that in the book of Titus, it talks about the older women being able to help to wisdom and share guidance for the younger women. We've kind of gotten away from some of that in our society today, but that is still so very relevant. They need what we have. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 8640. 8640. Go right ahead, please. Good evening. Caller 8640. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Oh, good evening. This is Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Blessings.
Cecilia Cutchin, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
All is well. The message this evening was phenomenal. We are called. We are convicted. thank you so much for sharing what God has shared to you to bless the people of God. Say thanks for your obedience.
To God be glory. Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement for sharing that. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. I thank God for those of you that tuned in. I thank God for Mother Pat, Prophetess Cecile, that shared your words of encouragement tonight and your comments. We always value that from anyone that wants to share. Hallelujah. We give God praise for you. We have about 4 minutes left into the broadcast. And we want to make sure to extend, if there's anyone that's on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you but confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So all it takes is just a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life. I know that you came to this earth, that you were born, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins, for an atonement for my sins. I ask you to come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that prayer with all sincerity, we welcome you tonight into the kingdom of God on January 16th at 8:56 p.m. 2023. Praise God. Your name has just been written into the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
And the
Amen.
Angels, hallelujah,
praise
are rejoicing
God.
Just
yes,
as we are
yes.
on your behalf.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. And the same as she was saying, Tyler, how the young women how the older women pulled into the young women. He's saying it for the man, for the British
yes.
men. The Paul, he pulled into Timothy.
Yes.
He pulled into him as well. Mm-hmm. They need that for
Elijah
for,
into
yeah.
Elijah into Elijah.
Yes, into one
yes.
another. So we need that balance there of
yes.
men and women, young men and young women, older saints.
That's
and old. We need that seasonal for those old men, for those senior saints to pull into those younger saints. Amen.
Yes,
pull into our young boy, our young man for their manhood.
Yes.
Just like the young ladies, young women for their womanhood. We need that balance. We need that association there. Mm-hmm. We need that relationship. We need that to help them grow, to develop them, and to become people and sons, the Most High God. We need that unity there, above the brother and mother sister. We need that unity there on both sides of the equation there. So that both is important, amen, for spiritual growth and development.
And you're pouring into another
yes.
young person, another young saint of God. That is life
Amen.
Changing.
Yes, it is.
Not only their life,
transformation,
but it is, yes, it is transforming,
Amen.
Life changing, not only for them, but for Amen. The generations
yes.
that will follow
Amen.
Them.
Their generation now.
Oh, come. Yes.
Amen.
Now to
Amen.
Come.
Amen. Praise
so
God.
Be about the Father's
business.
We go forth this week. Have a wonderful week. And
to
God
be
all
the glory.
We love
Praise
you
God. Love
and
you now.
Have a wonderful week.
God bless.
Good night and God,
God bless.
Bless.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. God, you ought to lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.